Sharpologist.com.
You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Burley, and today is October 14th, 2019. All right, guys, welcome back to the podcast, and still in that Halloween mode, we are in full swing fall. That's right. Today on the show, we're going to talk about some more fall products that came out, and I'm going to talk a little bit about a decision I'm going to make next year for the fall seasonal special. Nothing going to change, really, but just the timing is going to change a little bit on it. Let's talk pumpkin. What's going on with pumpkin everything? Pumpkin spice. Just about everything, including shaving soaps. I'm going to tell you my thoughts on that. This year is the first year that I actually purchased a pumpkin spice product, and I wanted to tell you my thoughts on that. And is it getting out of hand with pumpkin, or is it just, have we not peaked yet? What's on your wish list for the holidays? We really got to talk about that. Just briefly start mentioning it, because there is only a few months until the holiday season, and everybody's starting to get their list out and think about it. And remember, in the wet shaving world, sometimes you do have to order stuff in advance and make pretty quick decisions as well. So we'll talk about that and share your Halloween shave of the day. That's right. We want to have a little bit of share your Halloween shave with me, and I will post it in the show notes next podcast on the 28th of October. So guys, without further ado, let's get on with the show. All right, everyone. So the fall seasonal special came out last week on the 30th, the last podcast, right? So the 30th of September, we are in fall at that point. But unfortunately for me and for all of us, a lot of vendors are coming out with products now for Halloween, right? For whatever you call it, fall stuff, Halloween stuff, all that good stuff. And here's the thing. I always want to do it in the first week of October or last day of September because of the timing, because it gives you guys enough time to purchase stuff to have it at the house by Halloween, right? Well, I think this year is not so much prove my theory, because I keep thinking that I'm too early on it. This year it kind of is. I'm going to tell you why. A lot of vendors are still coming out with stuff, and you have a lot of stuff isn't out yet. So a couple of people ask me, when is it coming out? Is it out? It's not out. So it was announced, but the release dates have been pushed back. So next year I'm going to do it around this time, mid October. So I'm gonna skip another week, if not do it on the last week of October. Unfortunately, it doesn't give us that much time to get the stuff there before Halloween, but it does give us enough time to really talk about, give the vendors enough time to get everything out. So let's talk about that. We'll talk a little bit about that probably next year, because we have some time until then. But some other fall products that came out. Declaration Grooming actually has announced that they're going to do Dark Fall Soap and AS this year. That's a very popular fall scent. It'll be out, I believe, on the 15th of October, so that'll be coming out. Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements, they announced a new one, Astro Traveler, which is basically a scent based on bergamot, grapefruit, spiced orange zest, black pepper, nutmeg, saffron, oakwood, and some tobacco notes as well. So check that out, guys, if you do get a chance, because that is their latest fall release. And actually, PAA has a fall release little tab on their website too. Also, sorry about that. I didn't tell you guys about the actual scent profile of Dark Fall. And that's agarwood, amber, and benzoin, providing for the deep base, and cinnamon and clove top notes. And it's got some birch tar that adds some smokiness to it. And really, it's to represent those ever-present smell of burning leaves that heralds the arrival of fall in Georgia. So originally, you remember, Declaration Grooming was based out of Georgia, and it's very, he's moved up north since then, but still doing the same scent. This has been going on for about, I think, 4 or 5 years now. It's been a while, but it's definitely one of the top ones out there. So check it out, guys. Declaration Dark Fall, and then PAA Astro Traveler coming out soon. So let's take a moment to talk about some pumpkin. Yes, I know. You go, It seems like it starts in the end of July now, but pumpkin beer, being in the alcohol business, I can tell you there's pumpkin beer everywhere you go. But it's not nearly what it was, I think, about 5 or 6 years ago when it was really peaking out. And that's when people were waiting for it, waiting in line to get it when it came out, calling our store every single day asking if it came in, following distributor trucks to get it. I mean, the beer business is pretty crazy. Also, you got to know the coffee business is pretty nuts about this stuff too, right? Pumpkin spice starts in the end of July or around August and goes up until about November, December. And I'll be honest with you, I do fall into the pumpkin spice category here and there. When it comes out, I do like the pumpkin spice coffees, and I do drink some pumpkin flavored beers. But I never bought a pumpkin spice soap. And after talking and researching for the fall seasonal special, I decided to get a puck of Sterling pumpkin spice. Sterling's a good vendor and good company. They've been making soap for a while. It was one of my first artisan soaps when I started really getting into artisan soaps back about 5-6 years ago. And my first artisan soap was Mike's Natural Soaps, and they have a pumpkin spice too, but they didn't come out this year. I didn't see it on his website, so unfortunately we may not be able to see that. That was the one I was going to probably get originally. But Sterling is good. It's a big puck. It's nice. I tried loading up, and this is a full-on pumpkin spice soap. I'm telling you right now that you would be very impressed if you like a pumpkin spice coffee and you try this one out. It's traditionally just pumpkin spice soap, and it really is awesome. So I tried it out, and I had my little buddy with me the whole time. And she's actually with me right now, too. So if you hear a little googing, gogging, whatever, I do apologize. The little guy's with me. But he was watching me. He watches me shave every day, and I let him smell the pumpkin spice, and he didn't really like it. But it really actually kind of made me feel a little happier when I was shaving, because it felt really fally. I didn't buy the aftershave, which I probably would have, because I don't know about smell. I don't wear much aftershave at work anyway. I can't in the wine business. It's difficult to do that. But when I do, I mean, the smell of it was nice. I mean, honestly, it was a welcome change. And it's going to be one of those soaps that I'm going to keep season after season and just put away, because I have a seasonal soap section in my shave den. And I keep them away, and I use them for fall, spring, and just to make it special. I'm going to be honest, guys. I thought it was really cool. I really did enjoy it. And I don't know if I'm going to be obsessed with it, where I'm going to buy hundreds of them. But I'm going to keep one or two in the rotation. It was a lot of fun. So, pumpkin spice everything products. Now, is it getting a little out of hand? I don't think so. I think we only found about 7 or 8 of them. I think they're going to continue to be around. It is a seasonal thing, and it's just, I see that wet shaving and craft beer really kind of coincide with each other, because a lot of the craft beer trends can kind of leak off to wet shaving, because a lot of us that wet shave also drink craft beer as well. So that's how I've been judging trends and been looking at it. But I was really impressed with the pumpkin spice soap. I mean, Sterling is a good performing soap to begin with. I've had good success with them in the past. Good luck with them in the past. It's been great product. They last for a long time. They give you a full tub. They give you a lot of soap. So pumpkin spice, thumbs up or thumbs down? I got to give it a thumbs up, guys. I think it was really good. I was really happy with it. I'm going to be honest. It was pretty awesome. So thumbs up, guys, for pumpkin spice soap. If you have some pumpkin spice stories or try doing something on your own or anything like that with salt, with wet shaving stuff, send me an email with some pictures, which we'll talk a little bit more at the end of the show. But also, I like to hear everybody's thoughts on that, and I'll definitely share it on the show. I just like hearing, just want to hear what you think too. If you had an aha moment as well, or if you thought that it was just really cool, because I really did, and I think I don't know if I'm hooked yet, but I'm getting there. All right, so moving on with the show, let's talk what's on your holiday wish list. Man, oh man, I cannot believe I'm saying this right now, but the holidays are right around the corner, and I'm being serious, because they are. We are already in mid-October. Before you know it, the holiday season will be in full swing. So what's on your wish list? Do you have stuff that you look for? Do you give a list out to your significant other or your friends and family? Because a lot of us have different ways of getting what we want for the holidays or doing that. Some of us just buy it ourselves. Some of us give a list out. Some of us including me, this is how I do my gifts for the holidays with wet shaving. I don't go and ask my wife to go buy anything for me, like that, or any of my family members. But what I do is I do some Secret Santas. That's the way I think is the best way to get on your kind of sort of on your wish list. You know, I'm not going to go asking for, oh, I want a Gillette bottom dial. Guys, you know, I really want one for Christmas. Yeah, we all do. Okay, most of us do. Or I want, you know, custom straight razor, or I want a set of stones. I'm not going to ask for stuff like that, but I will if I do want a certain soap, or I'm looking for a brush stand, or if I'm thinking, you know, an artisan I haven't tried and, you know, I just haven't gotten around to buying it, or just hasn't been, you know, the budget's not there right now, or I just didn't think about it. This is a good way to get what you want for the holidays. Now, there's a lot of holiday wish list type raffles, or also Secret Santas. So Secret Santa is a really good way to do it. I've been doing the Shave Den Secret Santa for 7 or 8 years now. I think it's actually, no, I've been doing it probably longer, probably doing it almost 9 or 10 years since 2010. So 2011 is the first year I did it. So yeah, it's been eight or nine years. And every year I do that, and I don't, you know, for some reason I don't participate in the forums as much as I probably should. But when it comes to the Secret Santa, I look forward to it every year. And I always like to buy good stuff for whoever my Secret Santa is. And I don't mind, I'll ship it somewhere else because I don't really buy as much as I used to. But I don't know, it's kind of like that one gift that I get every year that's like really, really close to me. And I love everything else that I get. And, you know, being an adult, sometimes you look more along like what you're getting your children than yourself. But that, like, that gift's for me. So I am one of the guys that does wait to open a Secret Santa present. I do. I leave it under the tree, and I wait to open it until Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. Because I'll be honest, guys. I'm a wet shaver. We're all wet shavers here. You're listening to this, you're a wet shaver. You are very excited when you get a mail call, okay? I'm not even going to say you may, some of us are, some of us aren't. No, we're all excited when we get a mail call. When you purchase something online, especially if you get a limited release or you get something special, you look for it and you find that this special gift that you've been trying to get or this special item, you wait for it at the mail. You're checking the tracking number. You can't wait, right? When it comes here, you open it up, you take a picture, you put it on the mail call, on a website, on a forum, or on Facebook, or on Instagram, whatever you do. I am a big person that I'm a big supporter of, of posting that stuff online at times. I think it's great to just show off a little bit that you got it, you're proud of your thing. So I used to do that a lot too, right? I still do some here and there. And I am a culprit of that, of not being able to wait. So let's see, that gift that you get, I highly recommend if you're doing Secret Santa, try to wait until Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever you're going to do, because it is pretty special to get it. And it's a fun gift because it's the one gift you're going to be looking forward to opening. You'll be getting socks and shirts and ties and all that stuff too. But that's a gift you're going to really want to open. And you're going to, even though it might be not even what, you know, anywhere near the value that you're opening your other stuff at, that's always the gift that you're looking forward to open. And it is for me too. And that's why I love to wait a little bit and force myself to wait for that gift, because that is where I want to, you know, that is my favorite thing, right? That I get every year. It doesn't matter what's in it. You know, it's a little couple things here, and I'm always looking at stuff. That's just being a wet shaver, because not everybody does wet shaving. You can't just go to your mother-in-law and father-in-law and say, hey guys, can you buy me, you know, a soap set from this vendor that everybody knows about? Yeah, it's really special. And they're not going to really know. It's sometimes for me, I don't really advertise so much that I'm into that stuff to everybody. It's kind of something for me. So that gift is what I do. I'd like to do a couple Secret Santa gifts every year. Even though I'm not as big as participating, I always participate in the Secret Santa because it is a lot of fun. And when you do that, also it's fun purchasing things for other people too, or letting some stuff go out of your den to let them have as well if they're looking for vintage stuff. And that's what just makes this hobby so fun, I think. So what's on your wish list? Are you the same way? Can you not wait for a mail call? Can you not wait for to open your stuff on Christmas? And I ask this every year, and I'm going to ask this early because I'm going to continue to ask this. What's the best wet shaving gift you've ever received? please send me a picture, because for the end, for the Christmas edition or the holiday edition, I'm sorry, we're going to talk a little bit about that too. I'm going to put on gifts, and I'd like to get that going now. And so I'm putting out the word on the street to let me know what you like and what you want to do for the holidays, and any, if you have any traditions, or what, if you do Secret Santas, or if there's something that you get every year, or your best holiday gift that you've ever received regarding wet shaving. Because we are a little niche community, and really the only other people that are going to understand are people listening and people like me. They're going to really know how big of a deal it really is to get a mail call and to get a gift of wet shaving, especially if you have something that you wanted. So yeah, drop me a line. I'm going to start posting about this. I'm just briefly mentioning it now in the podcast, but when we get closer to the holidays, we'll talk more about it. But I wanted to do this early to get everybody out, give everybody a chance, because it does. I know how life is, trust me, and it's a lot. It's busy. You guys are all, everybody's working hard, and it takes a little while. So give me some time to let me know, and I'll post a picture and a brief description of it on the podcast as well. All right, guys. So Halloween shave of the day contest. And there's not going to be, I'm not giving out any gifts. I don't have anything to send or anything like that. But what I am going to do is I'm going to put your picture and your name on podcast. That's right. Your picture of your Halloween shave of the day will be posted on the show notes, and everybody will be able to see it. I'll talk a little bit about it too. So it'll be really cool to talk about and to discuss. And if you hear the little guy, he's in the background. He's being a good boy right now. Sorry. I'm watching him while I'm doing the podcast this week, and he's very interested. He's also my 5-month-old now. He's 5 months old. He's very into wet shaving. He likes to watch Daddy shave every day. He's very interested. We pick out the soap. I pick him up. And sorry, I'm going a little sidebar, but we go and pick up the soap and the aftershave, and we look at the razors, and I kind of like pick one out and say, is this okay? And he doesn't really know what he's looking at yet, but he's interested. He's more interested in just chewing on things. And he'll watch me shave, and he usually laughs. He thinks it's very funny. And he likes to, I'll give him like a brush to hold on to, but you got to be careful with the brushes, because I know I'm ripping out the knots of the good one. So sorry about that. If you heard a little background noise, that's the little guy. He's watching me and smiling right now at me while I'm actually recording a podcast. All right, so Halloween shave of the day. So if you got a really cool fall shave of the day, I'm really looking for a nice one, like with a background and everything like that. If that's how you roll, send it to me, the picture, and I will definitely post it on the podcast as a cover photo. If the best one will be the cover for the 28th edition, the October 28th edition, and I'll definitely post everybody's picture. You'll not be left out. So send me a picture, your Halloween shave of the day, brief description of the products, and whatever you'd like me to put in the show notes behind underneath it with your name. And I'll do that, and we'll post it on the podcast, which I think will be cool. And I'm going to do one for myself too. I'm going to do one from here, a little Halloween shave of the day, a picture as well from me. So we'll see who has the best one, because I have a feeling a lot of you guys out there are going to be really creative and have some cool stuff. All right, guys. So coming up in the podcast, we do have a few things right around the corner, talking about the holidays and stuff. And we're going to do the end of the year episode. We're going to do a special holiday edition, which will include a lot of links from gift giving guides. And Sharpologist does a nice bit with that. So we're going to post that link up to that. And we're also going to have the end of the year in review, which is I'm starting to work on that as well. That's a big episode. It's the number 2 episode of the year. The fall seasonal special was very successful. I'm very, very thankful for you all to have so much, so many positive comments, and just have so much fun, and see all these other vendors that I got one message that people were like, I never even heard of these vendors, some of these vendors before. So it was a lot of research, a lot of work, but it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed doing it. And I wanted to thank you all for just all the positive, you know, reinforcement and all the positive thoughts, because it was really overwhelming to get all. I got quite a few emails, and like, wow, this is awesome. I really never even knew about this stuff. It was great. All right, guys, so that's the end of the show for this week. Remember, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, which your father didn't teach you about shaving. A special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, most of all, you guys, the listeners. So don't forget to check out my blog site at ShaveStraightAndSafe.com. And if you get a chance, send me an email, joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. And our next show will be on the 28th of October, which we'll talk a little bit more and hopefully have a lot of those Halloween Shave of the Days. But until then, guys, shave straight, shave safe. Bye-bye now.